You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Breaking Bad. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Breaking Bad news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Breaking Bad!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Breaking Bad Season 4, Episode 4, called Bullet Points for August 7th, 2011. I am your host tonight, Maria Menounos, along with...
John Comerford and...
Kevin Undergaro
and Kenny Harrison.
Who is sitting in for Ed, which I'm sure he's devastated to not be here.
Yeah. Too bad, Ed.
But Ed, you know, you missed a good one.
That's right.
This was everything I expected, I think, and probably what we were all hoping for.
Well, look, started out with a bang, literally. My God, that thing.
Action-packed.
Other than the fact it had to end.
I know. Yeah. And end on like a... That's like a season-ending cliffhanger. That we got in episode 4,
Breaking
right?
Bad.
It's
just the greatest show ever produced. That's why.
It was just like when Jesse did or didn't kill Gale in the last season 3 season finale. You're like, what? Yep. That was all of our reactions collectively at the end of this show. But
and you want to go right on to the next episode and watch it right now.
Oh my God, yes. You know this. But let's start off with the first topic I'd like to throw out. Mike in that opening scene. It was quite powerful, was it not?
Oh, it was great. I mean, the guy's amazing.
Yeah, and it was we were watching the replays, we have it in the studio.
Yeah, it's happening now.
Just the look on Mike's face, as John had said, was more annoyed.
Yeah. When he reaches back and he realizes his ear is shot, he's not in pain or anything. He's more annoyed and just pissed, like, damn.
Yeah, what an inconvenience.
I was horrified when he kept flipping down. I was like, ew.
Yeah, he kept flipping down. That was amazing. Whoever's doing the makeup on that, great job.
Yeah,
that
thing exactly. Was just like everybody else on this show. Right, My favorite was the shot once the doors open and he killed everybody. Yeah. Just there was like this beautiful, yellow on the ground and the skyline was gorgeous. It was like such a beautiful scenic shot for such a gruesome
right after all
situation.
That violence. And then you get this, oh, it's how pastoral.
Which is why this show is so amazing. Yeah. The kind of ironies and everything.
I think the cinematography on this show is amazing.
I agree.
The last couple of episodes have been just... beautiful.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just not just the color and everything, but it's the angles and and just the choices that they use. It's absolutely amazing.
That is just badass.
We're looking at for those listening, we're in studio and again we're watching the replay. So we're seeing the very show Maria described. But the show fires on all cylinders.
Yeah, it really does.
The acting, the writing, the directing, the cinematography, the production design,
the editing,
the music, the editing, it's all there.
But I loved in the scene, Mike, of course, it's obvious he's gone through this a zillion times. He knows exactly what to do, sets up his little fort, lays down knowing that, he has his best shot if he's laying down. And then, of course, comes out victorious, which you would never expect anything else unless he's facing the Heisenberg, which he will be in the next episode. And we know how that's going to go down.
Already.
But we'll save that for predictions. Okay. But yeah, that was a great, great scene. And then of course, so cool.
I mean, he's in the truck and everything that's already refrigerated, but he knows what's going to happen and he's just so damn cool about it. Everybody's would freak out and go crazy.
But when you guys saw all the machine guns going, did any of you think at any point, okay, he's a goner?
No,
I didn't.
Well, I mean, he alludes that he's preparing because he knows he's been in this situation before.
Exactly.
He gets down as low as he can. Yeah. So he knows exactly what's coming.
The guys who are doing it as professionals, they're not pros because they would know better.
Exactly.
Clowns, as I would call them.
Clowns. Okay, there you go.
And then I love going right to Skylar from there, who's so on top of this whole like machine that they're building in a sense, because
she's gangster.
Yeah.
Oh, no, my God.
She can't sleep. So, you know, things are running through her mind. 3
she's
a.m.
She's
up. She's taking notes.
Now.
But it's interesting because she seems like she cares less. It's funny. She's concocted this whole story, this whole scam, and she's coaching him on what to say.
Right.
When in fact, he seems like he is a little bit remorseful for everything that's gone on. And she's like, she's the one who seems cold to it and doesn't care, which is ironic because, you know, she says, you know, maybe lying doesn't come as easily to me. And it's like, all I wanted to scream was bullshit in the middle of that.
It runs in your family.
You're amazing at it.
No, do you agree with that, John?
No, I think that I honestly think that she's already over the anger and the betrayal and all that other stuff. I think more than anything, I've always said this, she's pragmatic.
Yeah.
Got a kid.
The counting background, she's about numbers.
Literally, these are the cards I've been dealt. I'm going to make them work.
Right.
I think that's where she is now. I think she's already past that anger and all that, the caring, because she already had all her hissy fits and her craziness going off the handle, and then she's just done with it now. She's ready to go, okay, how do I make this work?
And I do think she is getting an energy from it that she never got before in her civilian life. She
She's finding resources that she didn't realize she had in her.
Right.
And she's finding outlets for some of her talents that were laying dormant.
She's important.
Yeah, she's and she can finally be of use to something, to a greater cause, whereas everything else was mundane in her life.
Right.
But here's my question. Why would a mother put their children in such danger? Why does she care so much?
She also doesn't know the danger Walt in Maria, right?
That's true.
She was
even saying that
in Saul's office. She's not really sure. I mean, remember last
she
week, she was
putting
are you in some kind of danger?
Right.
She's still believing that this isn't that bad. Oh, he's only making drugs. He's not really dealing them.
But maybe that's why she doesn't seem to care as much as... I forgot about that point. You're right.
She doesn't know. But because she's been eased in, she's going to be okay with it when the time comes.
And the wheels
which
are turning.
Could be next week.
Yeah, and she has all these other things, like with the soap from last week's episode. It was just like, you know, she has these things that they just pop up in her head, and it's just like, oh, well, maybe I can make a situation out of this. And and like, she's kind of going along with it for the sake of, I don't know, her family, to protect her family, maybe. I don't know.
And I think speaking to that whole point, because how does a parent do this? Walt says it when he's talking to Saul. How did it get this bad?
Yeah.
It's like, you don't see it coming?
Yeah.
And no, because they make one bad mistake just to get out of one bad situation.
But they're stuck in this
crazy. And they just keep going. They're going from decision to decision and not really seeing the whole picture.
Yes, that he's starting to see it now.
Yeah.
And it's funny, Ed, I know you're probably listening. Yeah. You know, your theory was kind of proven wrong finally in this episode because he does kind of say like, oh God, how did this kind of get so big? And you know, he admits that this isn't what he wants.
Right.
He can't really get out of it.
And he's talking to Saul about trying to get out.
Yeah.
What are my choices? And so that part Ed will love, but they aren't really doing anything to get out of it. No. So there's no end game for them. They're not really trying to get out of it.
Yeah.
They would love it to end. As long as they could have all their little perks about it. But
one thing leads to another. I mean, one lie leads to the next.
Exactly.
And
it just
one
keeps
action.
Begetting.
And it's snowballs.
I mean, it's life, though. We see how many times we see that. One bad decision begets another.
Unless you're actually looking at the grand scheme and you're actually steering where you want to go, you're just left to the whim of it. Yeah. Like, uh-oh.
Kenny, now you haven't been here in prior episodes, so tell me what you think about Hank and these crystals. Are these rocks?
Minerals.
I have no idea where they're going with that. I don't know if it's just a distraction from his wife, because obviously he's annoyed with her just completely.
Like most men.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Just curious if you had a theory on that. I mean, that scene was really insane, too, because Walt walks in.
Exactly.
And
it's
seemingly the first time he's seeing Hank since he's been laid up. That's what it
first
felt
time,
like.
First
because
time seen him,
in a while, it seems like
that we've seen him see him at home. First time we've seen Walt and Hank at their home.
But his behavior was, it felt like he was so, like, sad to see him like this.
Yeah.
Felt remorseful because he knew he was
responsible
for this.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it felt like it was the first time, even though maybe it hadn't. I mean, I know it's the first time we saw him.
Yeah.
But that was really powerful. And then on top of it, to get
the lab reports.
Lab reports and Gail singing and...
Oh, my God. That's
heavy, heavy. Yeah. And what I thought of in that moment is, oh, my God, thank God for Skylar and her little gambling plan, because that's what's going to save Hank from thinking...
That's why she's a worthy wife, which is why I've said all
the time. You know, the guy.
Stepping
right now,
up. Partner in crime.
He's off the trail of Walt if he ever was going to go there. No, he's a gambler, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. The whole WW... in the book, that kind of was like he had already like kind of maybe put two and two together, possibly with the whole rock and his whole chemical, you know, reacting thing about the whole pink thing about the rock. I don't know. Maybe.
So you think Hank was kind of onto him?
I think.
Do you guys think that?
I think. No?
I thought for a second because the way the actor played it.
They made you want to think that. But
the way he played it, he gave him that look that cops do. You know, he gave him that, like...
And I think just as a cop, that's kind of habitual. That's what he would do.
They always make everyone feel guilty.
At some level, they suspect everybody.
Yeah.
So in that sense, I think, sure, he was just testing the waters. But I don't ever think that Hank believes that he's Heisenberg.
Yeah, but how about this?
He thinks he has it isn't.
So now Skylar's little gambling cover-up is going to protect Hank from going down the Walt path. But then when Hank does get to that path, at some point before or after, they're going to reveal that he's been paying his medical bills, and then he's going to feel guilty for busting him. This is all going to get so insane.
Yep.
I love it. I love
it. Just going to get worse.
Am I wrong?
No. Oh, you're right.
Did you think of that?
It's always been in the back of my mind about that.
But that's eventually going to... I feel like they're going to work together at some point. They're going to support each other. Really? I don't know why. Just down the road at some point, he's going to have to.
Well, you know that whole meeting in the hall they had there with the, look, if you ever need to, you know, bend an ear, which I thought was a great callback to the ear at the beginning.
Right,
which
great writing.
But you know what was interesting is in that scene... I felt bad for Hank because he was being genuine.
Yes, exactly.
And I don't feel
and Walt was not being genuine.
He needed to get into the fire.
Well, we know that Walt has never liked him, right?
Right.
Can we assume that he's always been the bully, the uncouth, endured his whole life.
Yeah, and he's one of those. Because Walt,
the son looked up to him, more Uncle Hank,
and he's a cop. He's not an intellectual, and to some degree, Walt is kind of an elitist about the whole thing, and he thinks Walt's beneath him.
But also, intellectually, isn't Hank financially a little better off than Walt?
Well, sure.
Don't you think that was a little friction?
There's all kinds of rivalries.
Those guys hate that stuff.
Walt already has had to live his life feeling lesser than because, you know, him with all of this intelligence didn't amount to much in his mind.
No, I have a brother who's a policeman but had a beautiful house and property. He just invested well. And I can't tell you how many college graduates just angry.
Bitter.
How the hell do you got all this?
So now,
just a cop.
Yeah.
So now,
must be on the take.
Yep.
Let's walk down the theory of Hank and Walt working together because to me, I see that would work beautifully because Hank doesn't have a lot going on right now, right? Yeah. Pretty much not going to be able to do the work he always wanted to do.
And they took his badge away and left him.
Screwed him over in a sense.
Yeah.
And he wants to make dough too.
You think
he'd be the one who'd be able to cover it up because why would anybody suspect him?
I don't feel like he's ready. I feel like he's still a cop. Yeah. I still feel the cop blood's still pumping.
I think he might do something in order to help Walt and Skyler out.
Because
he's got a kid and I think that's a big deal. I think Hank would sit there and go, you know, he would hate it. He would be reluctant about it. But if it really saved the kids or somehow did that.
He did him a solid. Let me do you one back.
Maybe he did do him a solid. Okay. So.
But I don't know if you could ever turn him into a criminal.
He perpetuated it.
And he really figures out the reason why he's in his situation is because of Walt.
Yeah.
That may come back,
too. Yeah. So.
But that's what I would love that he would do something solid for Walt, thinking, okay, I'm paying him back, and then find out.
Yes, that's exactly how it will.
I put my ass on the line for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, then it's going to come out.
Yeah.
that's the good stuff.
Probably love the show.
What about I like the line, I'm a man of hidden talents. Or you're a man of hidden talents.
Yeah.
I was like, don't you know he's a man of hidden talents?
And what did everyone think about Gail's video?
Oh, it was amazing. It was so strange, but I just felt so bad for him.
Such a happy spirit.
And I loved how they just They showed Gale, and then you, because obviously you remember him, mm-hmm. and then you see Walt's face, and you just stay on his face,
mm-hmm.
and you just get to see, read it all in Walt's face. Mm-hmm. Just all the remorse, all the
he did have remorse,
all
the remorse,
all my fault for my brother-in-law, all my fault for this guy, all in the same room.
And then all the, and then came the denial and the rationalization, like, well, to you know, that minute. I get, you know, and then the whole lab thing, and then everything about Gale's got gone.
You know, this is, you guys, let's go back to the conversation with Skyler. He said, "I have nothing to be ashamed of."
Yeah,
that was very interesting.
That was very interesting.
All the deaths that
I think that that whole scene for me was just crazy because, again, I'm going back to what I was talking about last week. But he cannot handle. I mean, he's so desperately he's trying to control Jesse. But the minute she comes out with any kind of control and being thorough, he can't handle it.
Well, he also wants to rationalize what he did.
Yeah.
He does. He's in complete denial over how his behavior has affected anyone in a negative way. It's all about, I provided for my family.
That's his
good. It's a right man complex.
Yeah, and now he has all these fires that he's trying to put out, and he just simply can't control any of it.
He can, exactly. He's this illusion that he's in control of any of it. It's great and crazy at the same time. But I love that conversation because in that you really get to see what his bottom line is. I'm providing for my family. That's his whole rationalization.
Right,
the only thing he did.
I'm protecting the
movie. I tried to protect my sister.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm protecting the movie.
Exactly.
Exactly. We'll leave it at that.
Hey,
and I think
we actually have a very special caller on the line, Mr. Ed Bowling.
Oh,
Ed Bowling for dollars.
I was like the rock of sanity in there. I leave one day and I hear all this craziness going on.
Craziness. Yeah.
What are you talking about? Your theory was proven wrong tonight.
Whatever. What was the solid? You guys said that Walt did Hank a solid?
Well, by paying all his bills.
Paying all his medical bills.
Paying all his bills. That's what it's going to look like.
Oh, my God. Like, that's going to matter when he finds out that he's
Ed,
the one the cause of the
whole
thing.
Ed, no. The way you want to play that out is before Hank finds out that the reason he was in the hospital was because of Walt. He needs to find out that Walt is actually paying all his bills. Then he's going to feel like he did him a solid and he's indebted to him. It's only after that the betrayal gets worse.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? That does make it worse. That definitely does make it worse. I agree with that. But, you know, we have to see the look on Hank's face and Marie's face and on Jesse's face when all these secrets come, all these things come out. It's going to be insane.
Yeah, it's going to be fabulous.
What did you think of the episode, by the way?
Well, it was not a sleeper like last week.
No.
It was not a setup episode. There was a lot of, I know you guys think I'm an idiot, but I'm coming from the layperson. There was a lot of Three's Company dramatic irony in here.
Very nice.
What was the dramatic irony? Tell me.
The tension.
Yeah.
We had one of the classic Breaking Bad moments at the beginning of the episode near the beginning of the episode. Walt sits down and Hank puts on a video of Gale singing.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay, that right there, you know, that's our Breaking Bad like drug. That's what we live for right there. Those moments were the amazing acting of Bryan Cranston comes out in his face with no words, and we're looking at his face and we're just loving every second of it because they built that moment up over the course of 3 years.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And how about the showdown between, talking about the acting, between Aaron and, well, I should say, Jesse and Mike on the stairwell. Jesse's
Man,
house.
I tell you what, I could not believe how well Aaron Paul did that. I mean, of course, I mean, to me, he's Jesse. I don't even know who Aaron Paul is. I only know Jesse.
Right.
And I just, from the moment that he came home, I mean, I knew he was going to look in that drawer and see the money gone and just not care at all because at this point, he wants something bad to happen.
He's on a suicide mission.
He is, yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't have anything that he wants to live for. He just, one thing I think he knows, and it hasn't been spoken about, is he's not willing to pull the trigger on himself. For whatever reason, Jesse's not willing to kill himself.
Right.
But he doesn't care if somebody else. No. I mean, and then we
on some level,
right?
He thinks he deserves it.
What happens.
Well, that's why the way he stood up to Mike, and you could even see on Mike's face, Mike was like, taken
horrified.
Back.
Yeah, he was not ready for that.
He was not ready for him to stand up to him in that way. Kind of
interesting. I love the way they shot it on the stairwell. Jesse's in the higher position.
Yep. Yes.
Mike's in the lower position.
Yep.
But crazy how, like, Jesse, you know, Jesse in that scene when he threw the meth, it was like someone throwing breadcrumbs to seagulls.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, of course.
That's all I thought of is like feeding the seagulls.
What do you think they all are?
Yeah, exactly.
And then when he doesn't care whether he's living or dying, which, you know, Walt makes very clear to him. But then he also doesn't care about money, because when he left it in the drawer, I'm like, okay, if he leaves it in a drawer, he really doesn't care. When he comes back, his reaction didn't surprise me. Obviously, it didn't surprise you guys either. So he doesn't care about money. He takes the girl up the stairs, which I totally think he's going to bang her. Doesn't even bang her. He's playing video games with her.
Awesome.
So he doesn't care about living, dying, money, or sex.
Yeah,
it's just about escape.
Yeah, exactly.
But just about escape.
Mike was that he used bringing the guy in, hog-tied, and bringing Jesse downstairs, clearing everybody out of the apartment, all that stuff. That's like really low-level tactics for Mike. That's beginner stuff for him. And so he tried these basic tactics that would work on a normal person. But he doesn't realize that Jesse is, just like John points out, a few steps above where he thought he was.
Right.
So the stairway analogy, I think, is great. But the thing is, Mike realized, okay, he goes back to Gus and he says something's got to be done. Now, obviously, we think that he just wants Jesse to be killed. But this is my prediction, because I'm going to get off the phone and go put my son to bed.
Okay.
But I think that Mike is just going to step up his tactics. And I don't think we're going to lose Jesse for, you know, obvious reasons. The fact that we would probably hate the show if we lost Jesse, and everybody else watching the show would hate for those obvious reasons. But I think what we see them driving off to the desert is just Mike getting ready to step up his game to the next level, get into Jesse's psyche some kind of way. Yeah. With more advanced tactics that he obviously has. He's got a lot of.
Right. So they're going to do some enhanced interrogation of some sort.
Something else
some
is going to...
sort of
something
extraordinary
that, you know,
rendition.
And so I'm prepared for some great creative writing on the part of the writers to do it did today, you know, with the fun stuff we had to deal with.
You
today.
Can't reach him with the regular tactics, so they're going to have to do something. Either that or they're going to have to kill him.
Yeah, it doesn't take Mike long to adapt to the situation. He's real quick.
Yeah,
real
I love quick. That they took Mike from the beginning of the show. Amazing guy, incredibly cool, everything under control. And by the end of it, when he's trying to deal with Jesse, no control at all.
Exactly. But he was horrified. Yeah. He was really
what does
he
do? He goes to foundation.
Gus. We're going to have to do something about him.
Mm-hmm.
So exactly. And it's like, really? Wow.
But
Mike.
I wonder, like, why was he following and watching his house? Like, what behavior was he demonstrating to them for them to be watching him to see the guy who stole the money?
Well, his job is to watch all of them, Maria.
Yeah, but also, why would he have known there was money in that bag to stop that guy?
I think the whole foreshadowing was when they watched Jesse.
Last week.
And, even in this episode, the camera was on Jesse the
entire time.
Right,
they were watching
him
the entire time. They weren't watching on Walt, and Walt realized it.
Yeah,
why are they only
watching
Jesse?
Yeah.
So they knew something was up. The camera was only following Jesse in the lab.
Good point.
And last week, they were watching his house,
mm-hmm.
and throwing that kind of party there and stuff, that's just going to bring attention to you. The cops are going to know who you are and all that, and now you're on the radar. Gus does not want anything on the radar, so that's why. And they probably had somebody inside there. You know, they could have easily had you know, people coming and going. He didn't even know who was in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They could have had anybody inside there checking things out.
Yeah, I actually thought the dude that stole the money was going to end up being working for Mike and Gus. I kind of thought that for a second, but I didn't know. Anyway, guys, it was a great show.
Good night, Ed.
We miss you,
baby.
Good night.
We'll see you next week.
Okay, see you next week.
Thanks, right.
Thanks for calling in.
All right. You know what? This might be a nice time to go to commercial.
Let's do that.
How about that?
Let's go to commercial.
All right. Take us away, Jesse.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband
or your best friend.
The wig!
The wig will come off.
When the TV show is over, get your After Buzz on.
All right, we are back.
Thank you, Jess.
Way to bring that in.
Can't get enough of that theme song. Let's talk about Walt storming into Jesse's apartment and grilling him about Gail's killing, because obviously now he's concerned this could all lead back to him because his brother-in-law, Hank, is on this case. What did you guys think about that scene? I mean, it was obvious.
When he finally gets a hold of him?
It was really hard for Jesse to have to even think about it.
Back up 10 seconds. I love when he gets all upset.
Yeah.
He's like storming into the house and he's all, you know, gets so irate about the whole thing. Mm-hmm. It's just ridiculous. I find
it
funny.
Wake
exactly.
up.
Well, for me watching it, it was like, because I saw it. I mean, like, ooh, did he knock? Did he ring the bell? Did, you know?
Yeah.
For a little prediction, I think the fingerprint may have been the other guy, the
guy that walked in, the
throat guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I think Jesse.
Carlos, I don't believe his name.
Yeah, yeah, I don't remember his name either. I just remember
Victor.
There you
Victor,
go.
Yeah, Victor. I think it's Victor.
So I think he's okay, but yeah, it was intense.
Great scene, man. Yeah. Just right there.
Yeah. But Jesse, like, it was so crazy to see his face. I mean, you could tell. Just having to conjure up memories of that was so painful.
Didn't
and it was
also happen in the stairwell? I'm not mistaken.
No, I don't think so. I think in the stairwell, he was in complete control.
Well, I know that, but the first time, I think it was in the stairwell. That's why I'm wondering.
I do think it was in the stairwell.
Because
too,
the first time you see him, he's
not
in control.
Oh, you mean physically where it was?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the second time we're there, he's now even grown that little
No,
bit
he
more.
Pulled him off of the stairwell, took him into the side room and said, what did you do? Right. Tell me everything.
Yeah.
It was in the other room, but
and did you see Jesse? How Jesse started getting? Yeah. So
but his face almost looked like it morphed. Like
it
there was
did.
Some weird thing that kept happening with his jaw, and I was like, "What's happening?" But he was freaked out.
Yeah, he does not want.
Well,
to
John,
that.
What was? Why did he shave his head? Other than the fact that you know most druggies shave their head because the hair samples what lead to.
I was
but
I'm wondering that
symbolism?
Myself. For me, it's just he. Well, go ahead.
He wants to look as ugly as he feels.
Oh, interesting. Right.
Yeah, I think it's a way of just
shedding.
Mm-hmm. It's just trying to get rid of everything that he is remembering.
What was it? Does this tie back to what you used to say about the American Indian when they, certain ones, when
oh, yeah,
they
whenever
cut
they
hair?
Go through, yeah, whenever they go to a ritual or they're starting a new phase of their life, this is what's one of the things.
Do you believe that that's what's going on now?
I think that's,
yeah,
I think that's part of what he's trying to
do.
I think he's trying to shed everything.
Shed, and then do you think also a new phase?
Yeah. I think and it may, and who knows, that phase right
I mean,
now
a tougher
is down
Jesse,
spot.
Like a,
it's either that or I'm shutting myself off, my humanity
well,
off. And
we've
I'm
also seen him
spot.
With the whole game when he his interaction with Mike as well, like about the whole, you know, he's blindfolded and, you know.
Yeah.
So I think it is a new, because before he was kind of like naive and like not knowing the whole, you know, what's going on. But now I think it's clicked now, you know, what's going on. And,
yeah,
you know,
he's aware of it.
Yeah, he's totally, you know. He's in tune with his surroundings now.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He doesn't really care.
But I think you might be right with the whole Indian thing, because he's shaving everybody else's heads.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like a new
very strange.
Yeah, it's
a
interesting.
Freaky too. I love that in the car at the end though. You want to know where we're going?
I don't care. Yeah.
He just has flatlined. He just does not care at all.
I do feel like he wants to feel as ugly, wants to look as ugly as he feels, because look at what he's surrounding himself with,
too.
Yeah,
I think
so deep down,
everything ugly.
Because he's a good kid deep down, right?
I think so.
I think killing Gail has really hurt him.
I think it's rough, yeah.
It's, you know, and that's why when he brought that up, when Walter brought it up to him, he was getting so violent and so upset because I don't know it seems to me like it's on his mind, probably Gail's last look and blowing his
absolutely.
Head off.
I think that's why he has all the noise. I think that's why he can't be alone. I think that those images and that thought, I think he just does not want to have to face
right.
But how interesting
the other stuff.
He can't live with this pain, and Walt is totally fine.
Yeah.
But Walt has a better excuse. Walt's protecting his family,
right?
Whereas Jesse doesn't have anybody to
Walt's
protect.
Better
he,
at rationalizing.
He protected Walt, which is still kind of weird because he really doesn't really care about Walt that much. I mean, he does, but doesn't. So I think that again, Walt's able to rationalize so much that he's been able.
There's a lot with. Going on with Walt from his what he lost in life. I mean, he just, again, it just to me goes back to a character that I think a lot of us relate to, who just in life got the short end of the stick. Yeah. Everyone got rich off of him. He, and in turn, his efforts, other people profited off his efforts. He got sick from his efforts. He got cancer from his exposure. Who even knows if the child that they had wasn't a born handicap because of whatever he was exposed to. I mean, you know, to be working at a car wash, you know, to for a new baby to be coming, this brilliant mind. I mean, and so all of this repressed is just has just unleashed.
But there are some choices. Look at who he married.
He did.
Right?
Yeah.
And had he married this.
They were all his choices, of course.
Had he married this Skylar, things may have been different.
Well, who knows what she was like in the beginning? We haven't seen that part.
Right.
I mean, I don't even know what they were like.
All of his choices. Yeah. All of his choices.
Yeah, because you see what his friend married, right?
Well, that was his old girlfriend.
He married an equal that was a
but
partner.
That was
that
his
was
old
like,
girlfriend. And we don't know why that went wrong, but all of his choices, of course.
It'd be interesting to see if he cheated on her or something.
Interesting. It's funny, they never went back. We haven't gone any flashbacks.
Yeah. Oh, they'll come back.
You think?
Yeah, I think
they'll come back.
So, they were mentioned.
They were mentioned, so.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
I hope they do, because I really want to know a little bit more about that.
Her last look to him, that lady, when it was like, you are so demented, when he told, you know, the last thing he said to her.
To who?
I don't know her name, the old girlfriend and the, couple that was, you know, that went successful and was going to pay for everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you love their son's reaction to, I'm gambling? That's awesome!
Yeah, he's great. Yeah, he wants his car.
I think that's any kid's reaction. That was actually really good writing, because that would be any kid's reaction.
And you know, it's funny that he said it at Hank's, because that's what he wanted to be. Remember when Hank was stealing all his thunder with his kid?
Yep.
And now he's getting that, and
he's the rock star.
Exactly, and he has to say, "I'm terribly, terribly,
terribly,
sorry.
Terribly sorry." Will you excuse me?
I love that he went to terribly, terribly after all that.
I would never say that.
Somewhat of an arc, terribly, terribly. It was just to get out of the room and go look at the files.
I think he was. I don't know. That was could be. How do I extricate myself from this quickly?
I thought he was going to steal them, but he really couldn't.
No,
couldn't steal them.
Yeah,
but I figured he'd come back at some point to steal them. But he actually, with his exchange in the hallway, saying, "And if you ever need my help with the case," I mean, he couldn't have been more obvious. In fact, when he was sitting on the bed and they were going through the file, he couldn't have been more obvious that he should be suspected, with his like angry, stern face, like, "So this Heisenberg or whatever." That's not the old Walt. Mm-hmm. He wasn't acting at all, and he should have. And if Skylar had seen him, she would have been very upset. Yeah. That was not the Skylar
plan. Well, he's not
plan.
The best at that. He's just not the best at it. He's just not as good a liar. Yeah.
No. Okay. I think that we need to go to news and gossip, because I really want to get to predictions. How about you guys?
Okay.
Did we miss anything that we wanted to get?
Oh, just I think we beat down Jesse. I mean, I think we beat out everyone that was involved in this.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we know the Chicken Man.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for the Chicken Man.
Well, yeah. But we'll talk about it, I guess, next week. Yeah, I love his yellow.
Tell your boss, Walter White, is here to see him. Yeah. All right, Jesse.
Let's do this.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, Bryan Cranston's quest for total domination of Hollywood took a step back when he was forced to drop out of a period police drama, Gangster Squad. However, now Cranston's attempt to appear in every movie in production is back on track as he joins the cast of Paramount's adaptation of World War Z. It's reported Cranston is in negotiations to play a small but flashy role in the movie. Based on Max Brooks' best-selling novel, in which Brad Pitt headlines a cast as a UN researcher who is trying to learn about the zombie apocalypse 10 years after the fact.
Well, what I'm noticing about Cranston is that he is showing up in every movie, but he's not getting the leads.
No.
He's not getting lead roles. And, you know, John Hamm off of Mad Men is getting leads.
Yeah.
But, he's had a couple anyway.
Yeah, well, you know, in The Town he had a decent, wasn't lead, but it was a decent role.
And then in Bridesmaids, right?
Yeah.
Right.
He was the lead guy.
Yeah. Right. Well, the antagonist, I guess. Mm-hmm. But, with Cranston, he's showing up in every, you know, important movie, but they're all, as the news report says, small but flashy roles.
Yeah.
And
do you think it could be like an age? Because there's a significant age.
I'm sure that's part of it. I'm also, he's also a character actor.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but he's so good at what he does, and he's got this interesting look that can go gritty and dark, but also can go leading man. Yeah. He's very handsome when he wants to like put it together.
But there just aren't that many roles for a guy his age.
There's also something else at stake. Funny, Emily Harmer is one of our correspondents here, and she had made a great point about Mad Men. And she was like, you know, guys, they don't really get a lot of viewers compared to, say, the network shows. Like, you know, Emily's grown up in the business, you know, so she knows it in and out. And it was a great point. You know, a lot of these shows get, I don't know, 2, 4, 5 million viewers.
Yeah.
But the network shows, you know, the guys from Hawaii Five-0 or CSI can get 15 to 20 million viewers.
Yeah.
And they're not leads in movies.
Right. Yeah.
So they don't really... They get the critical acclaim, but they don't really track in that way. And so that could very well be it as well.
Well, also, Mad Men, I think, is a more popular show than Breaking Bad. So John Hamm has a little bit of an advantage in that department.
But
I think Bryan Cranston will come out on top. He's just too incredibly talented. Like, uber
he'll
incredibly
always work,
talented.
But will we see him in lead roles?
I don't think so.
I think so.
I don't either. Personally.
Okay, I'm really hopeful. Anyway.
I'm hopeful because he deserves it.
Yes.
I just don't think the studios are going to give it to him.
Right.
I wonder,
they're not
going to
build a show around him.
What was the gangster drama? Movie. Gangster Squad was the name of the drama, and there was this recent, Jesse? Yeah? Okay. Cool, moving on.
So congratulations to the Emmy-winning Breaking Bad co-star Aaron Paul, who just signed with United Talent Agency. It was a competitive signing among the major agencies after Paul shook loose from international creative management.
ICM, big loss. ICM. Mm-hmm.
But again, it's one of these things where these guys are a little bit under the radar. I think that will change this season. But UTA is great, you know. But he should be at UTA, CAA, or WME. So that's good. Good move for him.
Okay.
All right, and Breaking Bad creator Vince Gilligan prefers to end the show at the end of the 5th season, but Sony is looking to possibly expand beyond the usual 13 episodes per season.
Yes!
Count to 13 to 20 episodes across 2 seasons. It's been reported that Sony has also gauged interest from other networks like FX, though it's expected that the show will return to AMC once negotiations are complete. Apparently, the size of the episode order and who will pick it up are the majority of the production costs. Going forward are the sticking points between the two sides.
Now, I thought that at one point I was hearing that it might not get renewed, and I almost had a heart attack.
It sounds to me like posturing.
Yeah.
It sounds to me like...
It happened with Mad Men, too, I remember. But
it sounds to me like they're posturing and they're lining up backups. Hey, you know what? We'll either walk away we'll just go to FX.
Exactly.
And this will make AMC pay what they're supposed to pay.
I think it's a great idea to go to 20 episodes.
But I hope they don't lose the production value if they do that. You know
no, they, I don't think they will.
No?
They can't.
I don't even know if they'll go to 20. I think it's...
I just think they're throwing a lot of stuff out there.
Yeah.
Who knows?
He's been consistent, though. He's always maintained 5 seasons. That's it. We're done.
Right. And so
5 seasons is what he said.
He's always
so there's one more?
We're on 4.
That's it.
But
you know, what network is going to pick them up for a year? One season.
Right.
It's going
to
be
you have to invest. I think it'll be fine. It's just they've got to pay for the show now. That's it. This is where the networks and this is where they get shitty.
Yeah,
they got to pay. You know, you got away. You probably paid dirt to these actors.
Yeah.
All this time you paid.
Exactly.
You know, Vince Gilligan, whatever. I'm sure he's got DVD revenue, but you know, it's time to pay up and not only because it's getting you numbers, but it's drawing people to your network overall.
Exactly, and you're getting other shows.
You're getting other shows. So it's like with Seinfeld those last few years, the value of Seinfeld wasn't just the ratings it was getting. It was the fact that you could build an entire night around that show.
Yeah, you got a whole Thursday.
And for this, you're not just building a night, you're building a
network.
So all of us, you know, all of us, when we have an AMC show, whether it's The Killing or Walking Dead, we go, oh, it's going to be a great show.
Because that cash in already
Rubicon, which I didn't think was good.
Built in.
But I jumped in. I watched the whole season.
And we make it an event, clearly.
Right? Yeah. So anyway, this is what's going on. And it's hopefully
they'll be smart
enough.
They're not going to want to pay up, because if they pay up for that one, they're going to have to pay up for all of them.
And they always want to get, you know, this is their
job.
It's their goal, you know.
They're of course, be a compromise. But yeah, the reality is AMC's building their brand in such a big way with these quality shows that you're not going to want to scare off showrunners from wanting to bring their shows to them.
That's another thing, too. I'm sure they're not thinking of that.
I'm sure they will.
You think?
Yeah. But it's negotiations, you know. People have to posture and play.
Yeah,
and
you know, and it's not how I roll.
Not how we roll.
Just come out straight forward and tell them what's
up. Honesty's the best policy.
That's what I say.
All right.
Well, that's
news and gossip. Thank
TV
you, Jesse.
News and gossip. Breaking Bad, August 7, 2011.
Thank you, Jesse. All right, let's get to predictions, guys. I mean,
and now your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Mwah. Okay. I'm very excited about next week's episode. This is so exciting. It's getting so good. I would like to start with you, John.
I would like to start with me.
Going to start, and then I lost my train of thought. Being honest.
Well, obviously, Jesse's not going to get killed. And I don't think Mike's going to get killed either, because there's too much grist for the mill with Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking the shootout between Jesse and Mike, but Jesse's going
to
win.
I have very little to go on, and I'm trying to figure what the heck are they going to do. And I'm thinking he's going to take him to the Chicken Man or something. And they're going to have some sort of sit down. I was like, why would they go to the desert? I don't know. But so they have me guessing like crazy on that. I really have nothing.
Walt figuring in? How does he figure into you?
Well, by the way, that last image of him looking into the camera going, where is he? I find it so funny that he cares so much about Jesse and hates him at the same time. That's what family is.
Well, he needs him.
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure.
But he needs him. Look, Gail was gone because of him.
I think he cares about him.
I think he feels responsible for him.
Yeah.
I agree.
And I on some level, I also think that he knows that he's the only one that might get out of this clean. Or not clean, but...
Well, because he doesn't have anybody it really affects.
You know, it's interesting. You see, was it Hank in the previous dressed in what I'm calling Chicken Man Yellow?
I don't remember that.
Yeah. I don't either.
Yeah, it's someone which is very interesting.
Oh yeah, Chicken Man Yellow. Yeah. You mean the suit?
His shirt. He's in a yellow. You know, Chicken Man's always in the yellow Oxford shirt and tie. He's in the same thing. By the way, we didn't touch on Saul.
Yeah, Saul. You didn't mention my name to them, did you?
He just cared. Yeah, he was just worried
he's
about it.
He's always out for himself.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course. But he
does have good ideas.
And he offered, but he offered an out.
Yeah, he did.
He's got a solution.
So will that out be exercised or thought about again?
Here's what's going to happen is no matter what, it's such. He made sure he said so many times that it's going to be an exorbitant amount of money, which means Walt's got to keep working to make the money to get out.
And then you have to have enough money to survive and live on. And
that's a long-term plan.
It's not a feasible one. But yeah, it's going to be entertained again, I'm guessing. I mean, why not? It's great conflict. Because, you know, Skyler's not going to want to do that. His kid's certainly not going to want to do that.
And that's the thing. That's the rub for Walt is he knows he can't really uproot the kid.
Yeah. How do you explain that to your kid? Oh, well, no, we are in witness protection.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you going to say?
Was it Ed who predicted that Mike is just going to step his game up to scare Jesse more? Was it you, Kenny?
Well, we said that in this thing we were talking about
that he's gonna
that's
a great prediction
that's what we think
you know
is
instead
happen.
Of killing him he's just gonna I'm gonna make you dig the ditch I'm gonna do all this other stuff
that rings true to me only because Mike would never ask Jesse in the car so you're gonna ask me where we're going if he was going to kill him he would not be asking him that.
He's trying to get to him he's trying to
break him down I think,
exactly
a little bit.
He's trying to break his mind
because he knows they need Walt will go crazy. He said that as well to the Chicken Man. I know Walt's not going to like it, but something's got to be done. And whatever that conversation continued on, I'm sure Gus said, let's just scare him a little. But scaring doesn't work. So I don't know what they're going to do because he doesn't care.
Yeah.
That's why it's awesome writing.
Unless he turns the tables on Jesse and say, hey, if you don't do this, this is what's going to happen to Walt and his family. Maybe that might scare him.
It might. I don't know. But at this point, I don't even know if he even cares about that. I'm trying to figure what's his leverage point, and there doesn't seem to be one right now.
Which is the deadliest.
He's so shut down.
Deadliest
the worst
kind.
Place to be. Right.
You don't want to fight a man who's got nothing to lose.
It's true.
Worst kind of guy to fight.
Right.
All right. Jesse, take us home, baby.
Any predictions? Hold on.
I think.
No, Jesse, can roll the music.
I'm the host. I didn't say this is over till I say it's over.
Roll in the music.
Go ahead. What do you? No, while the music's going.
Real quick, I think Walter is going to be responsible for the whole shootout at the truck at the very beginning. I don't know.
Interesting.
Just an interesting.
Yeah, because he's the guy that's been practicing his little gun move.
Exactly.
So
to get rid of Mike.
Very good. To get rid of Mike.
Oh! In order to save Jesse. I never thought of that.
Yeah, because we don't know where that came from.
Okay, let's write that down.
That is a good point, Kenny.
Very nice.
Kenny, you'll be back with us next week?
I will.
Yeah. All right.
Good awesome.
Man. If you want me to.
Yes, of course.
And we hope we get Ed calling back in if we can.
Well, we hope you guys enjoyed our Breaking Bad breakdown. Tune in next week for more.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.